Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Let's begin our worship with singing.
Rise, glorious conqueror, rise into thy native skies, assume thy right, and where in manifold dark clouds are backward rolled, pass through those gates of gold and reign in light. Victor, O death and hell, cherubic legions swell the radiant train. Praises all heaven-inspire, each angel sweeps his lyre and claps his wings afar, the Lamb once slain. Enter incarnate, God, no feet but thine have trod the serpent down. Blow the full trumpets, but wider yon portals throw. Save your triumphant God, and take thy crown.
Lion of Judah, hail, and let thy name
Thank you, Loyal. I read a quote recently that really got me thinking. Jack Frost, the founder of Shiloh Place Ministries, said, "The great commandment is to be fulfilled before the Great Commission. But those with orphan thinking are easily deceived, as I was for many years, into placing the Great Commission ahead of the Great Commandment. They become more committed to justice, duty, or ministry than to intimacy. Intimacy must precede fruitfulness. When it does not, we usually end up becoming subject to our own mission, often leaving behind us a trail of fractured relationships where we have misrepresented the love of God to our families, peers, and to the world." Now, as an action-oriented person, this really got me. You know, I feel fulfillment by getting things done. I enjoy being able to see what has been accomplished. That's one of the reasons I really like the ministry of Hands of Christ. It really resonates with me, because we meet immediate physical needs and use that door to meet deeper relational and spiritual needs. I like ministries in motion, places that it's obvious things are happening. You know, frankly, I think I'm pretty good at spiritual action. But, you know, I often really stink at spiritual intimacy. It's not because I don't want to feel close, to feel or be close to the Father. I mean, that's why I do all of these things. Because I love Him and want to show and share His love with those around me. The problem, however, is that too often I see spiritual action as the same thing as spiritual intimacy. Do you ever have those times where you flop into an easy chair or any surface that will support your weight, exhausted from the stress of living, and think, there has got to be more than this? You know, I have those experiences just far too often. I'll be sitting in my computer feverishly working at 11:30, and I'll glance up and read the obituary I wrote for myself. In it, I wrote many nice things about the way I want to live and be remembered. Things like spending quality time with my family, enriching the lives of friends and neighbors through relationships, and living as though the most important things in life are not things. Oops. You know, providing financially for our families is a good thing. Meeting physical needs of our friends and neighbors through service is a good thing. But neither is the best thing. Jesus is the best thing. The Newsboys sing a medley that I think nails what I'm trying to say. It's a medley of "Where You Belong" and "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus." It says, "When you're dull from all that glitters, when your thoughts have a hollow ring, when you can't escape from the feeling you're getting it wrong, all your foolproof plans seem foolish, all your status is status quo, all you really need to know is where you belong. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace." It says, "I was used to the cold for so long that I couldn't feel anything, and I shivered and stared like a beggar who won't lift his hands. I was numb until he touched me. I was deaf until he heard. I was senseless till I met the one who understands. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace." Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." This morning, I'm getting tired and frankly feel pretty dull from all that glitters, and too often my thoughts have a hollow ring. But today, this morning, I want to again deliberately turn my eyes upon Jesus. And I invite you to do that with me as we sing. I'm going to have Loyal lead a number of choruses, and depending on time, you can take more selections if you want to.
Small.